We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Ka'Chava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Donald Trump still talking to the United Nations. It's kind of captivating in a weird way. Apparently, when he got up to speak, the teleprompter wasn't working. He does have notes in front of him, but it kind of looks like he's kind of winging it a bit. He just told all the delegates from the world's nations that his company had tendered for the refurbishment work of the United Nations building, but the contract was turned down. And then he went on to tell them that the building would have looked much nicer if they'd been given that contract. I'm sure you'll agree that's a vital detail in terms of bringing about world peace. Jonathan DeBurka Butler is here, though, with his big boy pants on to tell us about stories from other parts of the world. Jonathan, good afternoon.
Sean, how are you getting on?
Right, Romania we're going to go to first, and charges of a coup there.
Yeah, do you remember at the end of last year, Romanian politics got very interesting altogether. There was a presidential election towards the end of the year. I think they ran the first round in November of last year, and an unexpected candidate, a man by the name of Calin Georgiescu, came first. Mm. And everybody was, well, the political establishment, let's call it that, was a little bit upset about the fact that he had come first, because it was unexpected. He had kind of come from nowhere. He's a member of a party called the Alliance for the Union of Romanians, right? It's been around since 2019. In its first election in 2020, it got something like 1%, and then more recently it's gone up to closer to 20%. So it's kind of establishing itself. Mm. But anyway, nobody was expecting him to do particularly well. And of course, the authorities wanted to see, was there an answer as to why this might have happened? And they came to the conclusion that it was to do with interference from abroad, maybe towards the north of the globe. All right.
Okay.
The result was annulled by a constitutional court just a couple of days before the second round. Right. So they cancelled the second round altogether. They said this can't go ahead. And so somebody else had to step in for him, a man by the name of George Simeon, who's actually the leader of the party, right? Now, Simeon ended up running and doing quite well in the second round of elections. Mm-hmm. He came first in the first round, but was defeated in second round runoff. But there was always a shadow over this guy, Calin Georgiescu. And just last week, he was charged with attempting to stage a coup. Now, the coup is alleged to have happened, or at least the planning of the coup is alleged to have happened, at a meeting towards early December, right? There were apparently himself and a group of about 20 to 25 other people had met at a horse farm, okay, and they were planning to do a raid on Bucharest on the 8th of December, which apparently police foiled. So there it is, and yeah, he's been charged.
Now, and this is parallel to the result he got in the election.
It was shortly after.
Oh, right, okay. So and has there been any further investigation into that particular vote and why he did so well? And so it surprised so many people.
Yeah, the conclusion was that there was interference from abroad, okay? And that there was a mass influence operation, is what the authorities called it.
Okay.
They were basically saying that there was dodgy Facebook pages that were used to amplify the messaging around him, and that there were TikTok networks, apparently, of 20,000 automated accounts that boosted the campaign before the events happened.
Okay.
Now, okay,
how does this chap feel about Russia?
He apparently would be, certainly himself and his party and his associates would be anti-Ukraine. and would probably be more pro-Russia.
Okay.
They sort of have this idea around unifying the peoples of Romania, white peoples of Romania, that is, in both Romania and Moldova. So there'd be an element of that sort of thing happening to it as
well. Okay, all right. And so he's been charged with this. It's, if he's found guilty... What's
yeah, I don't know how long he could. I don't know how long he could go down for. To be honest with you, I assume it'll be years in prison.
Yeah.
The trial date hasn't been set yet, but it looks like it could begin early in 2026. So a while to go yet.
Yeah. Right, Peru. We're going to go to next, and a group of tourists were left stranded because of rocks.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange story. This one, you'll be aware of the Inca citadel of Machu Picchu, famous place. You've never been there, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't. No. Okay, well, a lot of people listening probably have been.
Yeah,
wonderful place, but you'll know that it's quite difficult to get to. And apparently, there is a town quite close to us called Aguas Calientes, which means hot waters. It's a spa town, basically, where a lot of people go after they've been trekking through the mountains and kind of relax. But this is one of the towns that's closest to Machu Picchu, and there's a bus operator called Consitur that for decades has been running buses from this particular town up to Machu Picchu. Now, I'm reliably informed that they have had a bit of a monopoly on that, but their license or their concession ended last week, okay? And that opened up the market to other bus companies who were operating from towns that were a little bit further away. And the locals weren't particularly happy about that, or at least some of the locals weren't happy about that, because they basically felt, okay, we've got tourists coming here. They stop at Aguas Calientes, they get on the buses, and then they go up to Machu Picchu. But in the meantime, they spend their money in the towns and the shops around here. So they launched a bit of a protest, and that involved putting rocks of various sizes, to quote the police, on the train line that leads from the town of Cusco up to Aguas Calientes, okay? And so that meant that there was about 900 tourists who were left stranded there. They couldn't get back down to Cusco, and they had nowhere to go, and they had to be evacuated eventually.
But in the meantime, they spent a lot of their money
there.
Well,
hopefully they did. So it will relieve some of the grievances that the people who were on strike or the people who were protesting will have had.
Yeah. Okay. That's and we don't know how they're going to resolve this particular
dispute. I don't know how it's going to be resolved. And to be honest with you, it's a bit of a hotbed of protest around there. I vaguely remember when there was a president a good few years ago now, Pedro Castillo, and he was done for corruption or something like that. But he obviously had a lot of supporters in this area, and they shut down the whole of Machu Picchu for 26 days in protest at it.
So, I remember you telling us about that.
So they have a bit of history protesting here. So how they're going to figure it out, I don't know.
Yeah. Donald Trump has called, says we need to get a ceasefire in Gaza. He's also admitted he thought ending the Ukraine war would be easy. But obviously it hasn't been easy. Right, East Timor we're going to go to next, and plans to give MPs free cars. Hasn't gone down so well.
It hasn't gone down that well. They're having a bit of a moment in this part of the world. You remember last week we spoke about the Nepo Kid protests in Nepal. And there seems to be, it's not an Arab Spring or anything the equivalent of, but there seems to be something taking hold. I believe there's something similar happening in parts of Indonesia as well. But this is East Timor, much smaller. It used to be a part of Indonesia, of course. Population about 1.4 million. Has had its problems over the years, right? And is a desperately poor spot, okay? And there was a decision that was brought in a couple of weeks ago where MPs, 65 MPs that operate, parliamentarians that operate there, were going to give themselves nice new cars. Now, these were Toyota Prado SUVs. I had a look to see how much one of those would cost you in Ireland. It was about 69 grand.
Nice.
Now, given that... lawmakers in East Timor have an annual basic salary of $36,000. And given that the average salary there for your average Joe is $3,000,
it puts it into context
for you, right? So they're already doing well. And it should be noted that they already get free cars, right? I don't know what kind they are.
So they just want better
cars. They just wanted a better fleet of cars that they could drive around in. And these are big, these things, okay? They're kind of like Range Rover size, you know? But anyway, People took to the streets, burned tyres, set a few vehicles on fire, and the government fairly quickly turned around and decided unanimously in Parliament that they wouldn't go ahead with this particular step.
Okay. Have there been protests in the past about this car bonanza?
Yeah, apparently there have been. In 2008, the police arrested several students for protesting against a plan to spend $1 million or the equivalent of $1 million on new cars for MPs. So it has happened before. There was another one in the early 2000s, I believe, as well, around this thing. So it seems to be a thing that they're into, but they might finally stop now that they've got the message.
Zambia, we're going to go to next. Two men found guilty. Now, this is an odd one. Mm. It's a plot to kill the president, but they were going to use witchcraft.
Yeah, this is a funny one. And I should probably start by talking about the president, Hakainde Hichilema, who we've spoken about before. He's been president there. He came after Edgar Lungu, who was there for a while. So he's been there since 2021, okay? And he's not a massive fan of opponents, and he's not a massive fan of free media, right? So he tends to crack down on that kind of thing. And the two individuals who were convicted here have been convicted under a law that actually dates back to 1914 when the British were there and had all their odd laws there, and they still have a hangover. So there's a Witchcraft Act that, as I said, is over 100 years old at this stage. And these guys were caught in December. Apparently, a cleaner reported hearing strange noises coming from whatever room they were in. And when they were arrested, they were in possession of a live chameleon and other, quote, assorted charms, which included a red cloth, unidentified white powder, and an animal's tail. Now, how the authorities decided that these two individuals were trying to kill the president through their witchcraft, I do not know, right?
Okay, all right.
I had a look at several sources. I didn't see anybody suggest that there was a picture of the president there or whatever it might be. But anyway, they went in front of a court and they've now been sentenced to 2 years in prison with hard labour. So it's 2 years for professing witchcraft, apparently, and then 6 months for possessing the charms in question. But the sentences are going to run concurrently, so it'll be 2 years in total.
When they were doing the place they were arrested in, was that anywhere near where the president might have been?
That's a good question. I don't really know. I don't really know. The only evidence that they had was the fact that the was that the prosecution said that the brother of an opposition MP, a man by the name of Emmanuel Banda, who's himself facing trial for robbery and attempted murder and is on the run, had hired these two individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So that's the link that they put together. And obviously, it's been enough for the judge to rule that they're guilty, and he sent them down for 2 years.
Yeah. Accusations of witchcraft and the like, are they common in Zambia?
Yeah, I think they would be fairly common. And the thing you always, I've done a fair bit over the years around articles and various, I did an item once for this show actually on albinism.
Mm.
And you always find that around about election time.
Yes, indeed. And there's huge the number set of beliefs around that.
Yeah,
yes.
The number of people who are killed with albinism goes up.
Yeah.
Because of this these types of beliefs. So it usually ramps up around election time. I don't think there's been too many convictions under this law though, historically. So you can imagine, this got quite a bit of attention because it's the first time somebody has tried to kill a president in Zambia with witchcraft.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
It seems. Right, Rome we're going to go to finally, and about time too. Women have been banned from feeding birds there.
Yes. Well,
what are they feeding them?
Before we get ourselves in trouble.
Okay,
this is a woman called the Pigeon Lady. And the Pigeon Lady is resident in a third floor apartment in a place called Via Spartico, which is near Cinecittà, the famous cinema studio there. Apparently she was great for feeding the birds, but not everybody liked it. And it had become such a problem that neighbours had to make complaints to the local authorities. They had basically said that they were prisoners in their own homes and they were being held hostage to a ridiculous situation. And she had been warned on several occasions that she needed to stop doing this, but she kept being caught. And there was apparently a build-up of feathers and guano, as it's called, which is otherwise known as pigeon poo.
Yeah.
People just had enough. So the mayor of the city has had to step in, a man by the name of Roberto Galtieri, and he's ordered a ban on feeding pigeons and other wild birds for this woman. Now, it's interesting here because this story has grown legs, as you can imagine, right? So there's a whole page, different sources saying slightly different things, right? So there's some headlines that are basically saying that the mayor has introduced a widespread ban on the feeding of pigeons, whereas there's other sources that are saying it's just this woman who has been banned and she's been ordered also to clean up. I haven't managed to get onto the office of the mayor of Rome for clarification around this, so you'll have to forgive me.
Yeah.
So just be careful if you're going to Rome and you're planning on feeding the pigeons. Yeah, you might end up in jail.
It would seem odd that like one woman who feeds pigeons would be personally responsible for a massive influx of pigeons.
Well, this is what the neighbours are saying, and it appears that that the municipality agrees with them. And they're basically saying, and this comes from the mayor, that this person, the resident of the third floor flat, the woman, has to clean up the whole thing in at her own expense within 10 days. So she's under the cosh.
Okay, that's interesting. Donald Trump still speaking. It's a lot of it is a rant against the United Nations and its lack of effectiveness. He doesn't seem to draw any parallel between his country's policies within the United Nations and the UN's effectiveness. But he's also said countries have been ruined by uncontrolled migration. Now, keep in mind, he's delivering this address to those countries who are doing the ruining and the countries who have been ruined. What should we look out for the next week or so, Jonathan?
Well, there's a man in South Africa, a man by the name of Joshua Maclella, who is saying that the world is going to end today.
So I heard the rapture is happening. Yes,
exactly. So that might cause a little bit of disruption.
Some Americans are like selling their houses, assuming this is going to happen.
That doesn't surprise me.
Someone was telling me that they saw on Reddit that a woman who had been banished from her family because she was a lesbian, but her aunt, who wants to go to heaven with, a clear conscience in that she forgave her.
Okay.
The aunt has now given her $40,000, which were her savings, because she won't need them when she goes to heaven. And so now the poor girl is going, what do I do tomorrow when she's still here? You know, so of course our conscience will be clear. Yes,
absolutely.
Right. So apart from the impending end of the world,
yes. So if it doesn't end tonight, the Booker Prize shortlist will be announced, and then all week really we'll be looking at the UN General Assembly, obviously for various different speeches. Although they'll be hard pressed to top this one, for craziness anyway. And then on Sunday, I did mention Moldova a few minutes ago. There's actually a general election there on Sunday as well. So plenty going on.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks very much, Jonathan.
Cheers,
Jonathan de Burka Butler there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your cachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at cachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.